When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 155. It Doesn't Have to Be Mozart Music and Learning by Amanda Thielen with FamilyOptimized.com. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. I'm your host, Joss Marie, and this is the show where I narrate to you from some of the best relationship blogs in the world. To put it in a nutshell, this is a one-stop podcast where we hand-select all the relationship content and I narrate it to you just like an audiobook or audio blog. Today, I have a parenting post by guest author Amanda Thielen with FamilyOptimized.com. It's all about the benefits of early music exposure to toddlers. Also, for those of you who may not know this, OLD Relationships is just one of five podcasts in our network. We also have Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, and Optimal Business Daily. So if any of those pique your interest, go ahead and check them out. Just search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. But for now, let's hear today's parenting post and start optimizing your life. It Doesn't Have to Be Mozart Music and Learning by Amanda Thielen with FamilyOptimized.com. My musical talents end at using one finger to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on the piano, but music has always been an integral part of my life. From the very beginning, I remember enjoying music in the car with my dad or cleaning the house with my mom. A decade or so later, I'll admit, I thought their music was for old people and had developed my own tastes, but my love of music was stronger than ever. It has always felt normal and comforting to have music playing in the background, regardless of what I am doing. This also immediately became the case for my daughter M when she was born. Even when she is asleep, she demands that music is playing. And if you have so much as met a two-year-old, you probably know that they are skilled at getting their demands met. I would have never guessed that exposing her to music early would have her talking in grammatically correct and unusually long sentences by the time she was two. While I find her eclectic love of music both amusing and admirable, the types of music that adds to the development of these skills is a bit surprising. Who would have thought Taylor Swift's music has the capability to build useful language skills? I would have never guessed that I would ever be backing Taylor Swift's music as a strategy for teaching my kid. My taste in music truthfully began with Taylor, but had gravitated towards the eclectic style of Minnesota public radios, NPRs, The Current, and away from mainstream media. It feels a bit ironic that my toddler has pulled me back into listening to some of the first music that I discovered in my early teens. As much as she loves Taylor, her love of music expands to all types, and she's always willing to rock out with my husband and I to The Current. For now. I've also found that introducing music to her that I like has been a unique bonding experience. I'm dreading the day that she tells me NPR is for old people. It has also been entertaining to see what types of music she has pulled to and adds even more variety. We have been pretty liberal in letting her explore different music styles and artists. Benefits of music in the early years are not exclusive to Mozart. That's not to say that classical music is without unique benefits, but rather that all music should be embraced during early childhood and beyond. Soon after M began talking, she began using connecting words in her speech, and by the time she was 18 months old, she was talking in complete sentences. Hearing her favorite songs repetitively, which were a bit non-traditional for her age, seemed to help her understand how sentences are put together. Listening to music has also introduced tons of mostly valuable words into her vocabulary. I have to admit that I regret introducing her to my favorite artist, Regina Spektor. Every day for the past 6 months, she has demanded Regina be played more than a top 40 radio station overplays the newest hits. Researchers agree that music has an effect on speech development. One study found that experiencing a rhythmic pattern in music can improve the ability to detect and make predictions about rhythmic patterns in speech. Simply put, music helps your kids understand how sentences are made up, how words should sound, and everything in between. As M grows older, I expect that I will discover even more ways that music adds to her intelligence, development, and personality. Recently, I have noticed that she has become increasingly good at singing her favorite songs from memory. I am interested to see how continued exposure to music could affect her long-term memory, especially if she continues her insistence on listening to music while sleeping. The first thing I remember memorizing as a child is lyrics. Thinking back to elementary school, I can still remember the words to a number of songs from choir. M is also making up her own songs. She makes up lyrics to tunes she knows or invents her own melody. Listening to the songs, particularly the words she makes up, have been some of the most entertaining moments of parenthood. I can't wait to show her friends the videos when she's older. All music has rhythm. It doesn't matter what genre of music your kids listen to, as long as you get them listening. So break out your favorite tunes, within reason, and grab your kid for a dance party that triples as a hidden learning opportunity. Work dance parties into your daily routine, and you'll also benefit from the extra physical activity and bonding time. But perhaps this is a discussion for another time. Take the chance while you can. Before long, they will be teenagers, telling you your tunes are outdated. The teenage years are easier than the terrible twos, though, right? Oh, shit. I think she just told me to turn my old person music off. You just listened to the post titled, It Doesn't Have to Be Mozart Music and Learning, by Amanda Thielen with FamilyOptimized.com. Amanda is a stay-at-home mom and graduate student studying to become a school counselor. She has a 2-year-old daughter and is interested in early childhood development, education, and psychology. When she's not busy being a wife, mom, student, and writer, she has fun biking, trying new restaurants, and sitting down to watch Netflix with her husband. However, she has the most fun when discovering and exploring the world through her toddler's eyes. So thank you to Family Optimized for letting us share this uplifting post with you today. Also, if you're interested in personal development, finance, health, or entrepreneurship, you should check out the other shows in our podcast network. They include Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, and Optimal Business Daily. Simply search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and checking out our other shows. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and remember to come on back again on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.